9/11 is a day of reflection for me for several reasons. On 9/11, I found out that 1. I really was a Marine. 2. I was willing to die for my country. And 3. Islam is in fact not only a religion of peace, but the truth. Most people have no problem with 1 and 2 when I ordinarily retell this story, but number 3 is always met with hostility. Without going into the story again as I have 1,000 times, I just want to cover the main points. When I joined the Marine Corps in 1998, it was a different world per se. Most of my peers joined the military as an alternative to staying home or not going to college. Given the gravity of the day, I knew something had to be done. I didn't know what, but I knew it had to be something. I began to think of all the Medal of Honor winners who gave their lives in the service of others. I never truly understood that, but on 9/11, something came over me. I knew that if those people were willing to do this, then I had to be equally willing to do whatever it took to defeat them. I remember around 10 a.m. before the base phone shut down, calling my mother, and she answered crying. The most I could muster was, "Mom, I love you. Tell everyone I love them. But now, I have to do what I get paid to do." Right there, out of nowhere, in one line, I told my mother that our conversation may have been the last, and in that moment of clarity, there was peace. I knew what had to be done, and I truly didn't care about the costs, as long as America won. This has always been the most difficult thing to explain, and it still is. On 9/11, we were on standby for more than 14 hours. We didn't see any action, and we just hurried up and waited, and waited, and waited. And then, it was 9/12. As things started to develop and get sorted out after that horrible day, I began to reflect, mostly about 1 and 2, but then I began to ask myself questions. Who were these people that did this? Why would they do this? Are their beliefs that crazy that they were willing to kill themselves and many others for it? I asked myself these questions over and over. My only solution was research. I wanted to know my enemy, so that I may be better prepared to kill them. As a devout Christian, lay leader, Bible study leader, etc., I wanted to see this murderous book for myself, so that I may be able to inform my friends, group, and congregation. I never met a Muslim in my life, all I knew was the church, so I decided to go straight to the horse's mouth, the Quran. As things were eased on the base in the following days, I decided to go to the bookstore and I bought a Quran, my first one. It was in complete English, no Arabic in sight. So, with a scornful look and disdain in my heart, I began to read. The very first thing I read was the opening. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. In the name of God, the most gracious and merciful. What in the world? I thought I'm supposed to be reading about killing Christians in the name of some other god or something. Where's all the violence and advocation of such against America? This opening sounded much like my prayers, so I began to read on. As I read on, I learned many things like God is one. Fighting is only ordained in self-defense against oppression. Respect for others' religions and places of worship. Muslims believed in the prophets of the Bible and in Jesus, albeit a little differently, but hey, there were Christians that believed the same things about Jesus too. In other words, I found none of what I expected. For every question I asked, there was an answer. For every answer given, the text itself asked me a question. The book forced me to think, challenged me, and reasoned with me. This was a book of reason. This was a book of discussion. This book made me stronger in my desire for God. Any book that could do that in of itself, without the aid of a person reading it to me, had to have divine origins. Of course, this began to baffle me. Emotions began to be confounded at times. I didn't know what to think, but I knew one thing. I believed in this text, and I wanted to be a part of those who did. Obviously, those people couldn't have read the same book. We must be reading two different things. Naturally, all of this shook me at my foundation, my core, so the best I could do was share these thoughts with my mentor and pastor, my grandfather. I expected him to chastise me and tell me Satan was confusing me, but instead, he said he believes Islam to be on the same path as Judaism and Christianity. He believed that they all have a central origin and a central destination. He believed that while the family of Abraham didn't always agree on many points, they are still family nonetheless. At that point, slack-jawed, I realized that my new ways weren't a hindrance or some kind of satanic confusion, but another path and journey God had put me on. He knows what he is up to. This all happened within weeks of 9/11. Imagine the surprise to all those I knew when I told them I was converting to Islam. Imagine the surprise when I had my dog tags and records changed from Christian to Muslim. Many didn't take it well, and many don't today. But faith is like that. We don't often have as much control as we would like to believe. If we truly believe, then we will be able to carry our cross no matter what. And talk about a cross to carry. I have been called it all. Naive, traitor, fake, etc. I have been told that I never was a Christian or good Christian to begin with, and that's how I left so easily, as if they know. I have been asked how I could change to the enemy's religion while my country was under attack, my service has been questioned, my loyalty, etc., etc. The problem is many can't or won't separate the religion from the people, unless of course the religion is Christianity or Judaism. Never mind that I served another 3 years honorably in the Marine Corps as a Muslim. Never mind that I have worked for this nation's highest office as a Muslim. Never mind that since the Marine Corps, I have worked and served in agencies many other Americans only dream about, can only see on the outside, and in many instances don't even know where they exist. All this as a Muslim.